You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gary Knighton, and you are listening to Campus Life Podcast. I'm excited to be with you today. I am a college missionary that is serving in the Northeast portion of our great country, and I get to help college students at the University of Hartford find meaningful community, live on mission, and prepare to live decades bringing glory to Christ in the marketplace and beyond. And so I'm so excited to be able to be with you again in this space and do life with you here. I'm excited because I am officially 30. Yeah, you heard it. I'm officially 30 for the last time. Since you've been listening to me, I have been 29, and now I am 30 years old. And I want to say that it is an absolute blessing to have been here now on this planet officially for 30 years. And so I'm just praying that greater things are in store, that God has some new and great plans for my life. I just pray that, and you should too, for whatever God is doing in your season of living in this season of life for you. So I'm excited to be back with you. Birthday kind of end of the month, which is kind of crazy. Had a surprise party. It got me good. It's really hard to surprise me because I am a very intuitive person. So the fact that these my friends and my wife were able to throw a surprise party for me under my nose is amazing. That I didn't catch on is probably because I'm so busy. But I'm just really thankful to them and everybody who came out. And even if we couldn't make it, or you know, the budget didn't allow for us to invite, I just want to say thank you for all the birthday love and all the well wishes. And so it got a little crazy toward the end of the month, and I did not put out a podcast toward the end of the month, so I want to say sorry for that, but we're back on track, so let's dive into today's topic. So today we're going to be talking about trying new ideas, and kind of a sub-point to this, or a subtitle, discovering new ways to connect. So as you know, guys, I am full-time on this college campus. You know, it's been a blessing to be here. And, you know, it didn't start here, though. I have been working on this campus, serving this college for the last 6 years. And so for most of that time, I wasn't able to be here full time. One season, I was working a full time job for about the first 2.5 years of being here. I was doing work as a forensic health professional. And so I wasn't here during the day. I would come for church, and you know, every now and again, I can make a meeting if I had a day off or vacation. And so I had a lot of ideas, but I weren't able to always do them because of my availability. And then when I took over the church, it was kind of handed the reins for this church and campus ministry. We had just had my son. And so he ended up being in the NICU for some time. And so we kind of lived there for a bit, seeing him. And then once we got home, I ended up staying home with him because my schedule allowed at the time. So I wasn't necessarily full-time. I was here part-time. I would come at night and do ministry and run groups and stuff. So I had a lot of ideas for daytime stuff that I just never was able to kind of get off the ground and try. And so this is literally because of your giving, because of your support for those who are a part of my support team. And if you're not a part of my support team, I would love to have you on board, and I'd love to talk to you about that toward the end of the podcast. It was just amazing because I'm able to be here full time during the daytime hours now, which is a completely different type of availability and a type of opportunity to serve this campus and to raise up leaders and make just better disciple of our students. So I was excited. So I had one idea for like the last maybe 3 or 4 years, and I wanted to play a board game upstairs during what we call happy hour on our campus. And I just was, I had it in my mind, and you know, I just never got around to doing it, even though like last year in the fall when Luke was born, I did get some time to come here during the daytime, but I never got a chance because of the new construction to do a tabling event. And so I want to kind of introduce this and kind of talk about this experience that I've had with trying new ideas, this one particular idea, and how I discovered a new way to connect with students on campus. And I think it might be something that you can do even at a local, another local college campus or university, or even take it into the community at your local Starbucks or some type of sit-down kind of eatery place where it's kind of like a watering hole, your local watering hole, and maybe even try this idea or some variation of it to find new ways to connect with people who you would otherwise not connect with. So I had always had this idea that I would go up into our common area, like our student union, and play a game of checkers with people. And I was like, I should do something like this, just get a sign, get a table, and just play checkers with random people. So I always had that thought, and I always thought that it was a good idea, but I never got a chance to try it out because of scheduling. So this year, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to try. So instead of checkers, I decided to use the Connect Four game. And so we called it Connect Through Connect Four. And so I get an easel, I went upstairs, and I brought the Connect Four game with me, put some candy, had some flyers, and just sat down at the table with our, you know, campus ministry banner, and sat down at the table and left the chair on the other side of the table for somebody to play me in a game of Connect Four. And lo and behold, after about 5 minutes, 6 minutes of waiting, somebody read our sign on the easel and came and sat down in the chair and began to play Connect Four with me. And it was at that moment that I realized this idea might actually work. So someone sat down to play with me, and immediately other people started to look at what we were doing. And before you know it, I had played at least 10 games with 10 different people. And so one of the other cool catches about this game is that I give away gift cards to those who can beat me 2 out of 3 games. So this was an idea that I had for a long time, and I never got a chance to do it in the time frame that I used to have available to me. So I was really excited about being able to do this. So one of the other things, so what I want to really get at with this idea is that I was just excited because it had provided me a new way to connect with people. And so I did that. I gave people their gift cards. They signed up with their emails. It was a great way to get contact. So I want you to potentially try this out. So here's some things I want to talk about that I've learned from this experience about trying new ideas. So I kind of want to give you some encouragement about trying new ideas, and I also want to talk to you about how you can use this same idea maybe at your local campus. So the first thing I want to talk about is that sometimes when it comes to some of your new ideas or events, you'll never know how they work until you try them out. And so, you know, when I first talked about this, I didn't get a ton of like, oh, that'll be amazing, or this will be really effective from my peers. Some people heard it, thought, oh, it'd be cool. But there wasn't a lot of like fanfare, like, oh, this is a great idea. It's just jumping out at them. And so for some time, I thought about it, like, will it really work? Will it really yield any results? Will it be meaningful? Will I make any connections? And so for some time, I kind of just sat on it because I didn't know how to really go about getting a tabling during this season, during that season of my life and ministry. But this year being full time, I had more time to kind of discover how to book new tabling in our new Hawk Lounge. And I found that out, and I went out there and I tried it, and then I got results. And it turned out to be really effective. But here's the idea. I just didn't know that some of the ideas that you have, some of the creative thoughts that you have will just be that until you actually go and try and see if they will yield the potential you think they have. You know, a lot of times we like to just try to figure out how something will work before it does. And that's just not going to happen with every idea. Here's the truth. A lot of ministry, and this is applicable to a multiple ministry context, a lot of ministry is trial and error. And I was talking about this with a group of pastors. Yes, you definitely get words from the Lord. You definitely get, divine strategies from God. But then there's sometimes where you know what the good thing is to do and the opportunities are in front of you. And sometimes you don't know some opportunities unless you try them. Now, yes, you can strat op the idea. You can look at it. Is it high risk or is it low risk or, you know, high risk or low risk? Is it a great opportunity or low opportunity? You can do that all day. But you really won't know what it is until you put feet on the ground, until you get it going, till you launch it, till you try it. You just won't know. So when you some of your ideas, you just won't know the potential of it. You just won't know if it's a good idea, if it's a great idea, until you actually try it. So I hope that just kind of pushes someone off the fence and says to them, look, I've got to try at least. I can't just not try to put this idea forward. So the second thing I want to share from this experience is that even if it's seemingly unsuccessful once you try, you can still learn from it, right? There is just some events. So we've had this event on campus called Light Up the Night. In the last 2 years, it's been okay. And even this one that we had, it was okay. It didn't really hit the wow meter that I really thought about as a leader. I really wanted to see better results from it. But immediately, even though it wasn't a complete wash, it just wasn't, at the level we thought it could be. But immediately, I went back to the drawing board. I talked to the leader of that event, and we began to jot down ideas, things that we had learned from this year's event and from the previous year, and on how to improve this event. Yes, it didn't go the way we thought it would, but you know what? We did learn some critical information from it. And so sometimes, even if the idea isn't what you thought it would be, at least when you try the idea out, at least when you go out and do it, you have some type of data to learn from, because now maybe instead of scrapping it, you can tweak it. And before, you just would have never done it, but at least now if you've done it, you can learn from it, and it still is valuable as an experience. I feel like no matter if the event is successful or unsuccessful, we can learn from it. And here's the truth. More times than not, we don't even learn from our successes because we don't typically scrutinize success. We always scrutinize failure. It's more likely that when it doesn't go our way, that we'll actually learn from it. When it does go our way, we won't tweak it because it did yield favorable results. But that sometimes that can be the enemy of it being better. Because it was good, you won't try for best. So learn from the unsuccessful attempts, or learn how to tweak them and say, okay, I'm going to go back to the drawing board and come back instead of just scrapping the idea altogether. So number three is that many times, and this will kind of segue into another part of the conversation about this Connect Through Connect Four. And another part of this is that many times your idea is the idea somebody else has been looking for, or an idea that somebody else will use. And so this is just a kind of a cool story. So we on our campus, I'm not the only Christian leader here, and I praise God for that, because there's so much work to be done here at the University of Hartford. We're always looking to add more people to our team. Plug. So one of the InterVarsity leaders here, it works here and also at UConn. His wife works at MCC. And so I think on my third time coming out to do Connect Through Connect Four, he came and talked to me, and I was talking to him about some stuff he had shared about what he's going through in his discipleship and growth process with Jesus that I really enjoyed. And he said to me, hey, man, I just wanted you to know, me and my wife at least, started doing Connect Through Connect Four at UConn. And so, Manchester Community College. And she's kind of scaled it a bit, because now some of her students are kind of setting up more than one game and kind of playing more people at a time. And they've been using it to connect with students at the campus. And I'm like, that's amazing to hear. And so I found out that this idea was, once I did it, I had held it in, But once I did the idea out in the open, somebody else saw it, thought it was great, and took it on themselves and is using this same idea, the same platform now to connect with students at a different campus. And I just kind of, you know, thought to myself, like, wow, that's amazing that another campus is in being influenced by a little idea that I had in my head for a couple years that I didn't put out. You never know who's waiting on you to be the creative person God has called you to be, to release the ideas God has given you, to use the divine strategy that God has released to you. You never know who's waiting on your idea, not to just copy it, but to use it for the glory of God in their own context and even scale it. I mean, they're doing a little bit more than I'm doing with it, but it was seeing me, you know, no glory to me, but all to God. But they saw God using me through Connect Four to bring and make and discover new connections. And so they're using it now. So you never know who's waiting on your idea to use that and to make connections that they'll be able to share Jesus through. So I want to talk a little bit about why, about what I've learned and a little bit about how this works and some of the potential things about this Connect Four, if you're interested in listening to this part of the podcast. So I feel like on college campuses, it's so hustle bustle right now, at least at my college, it's so hustle bustle. People are moving at 100 miles an hour, you know, figuratively, and they're just moving. And even in those times where we're in like communal spaces, people are to themselves, and loneliness is a real thing here. And but the idea is that there's some people who are missionally, you know, kind of far from the gospel, who are just in that position where they're not a skeptic or they're not a part of any other religion and they're not Christian. And but faith is not an idea. So anytime we do anything around faith, they're just not going to come to that because they're not interested in that. It's not a part of their life. And so we need other ways to connect with those types of people on campus. We need other ways to potentially be a part of their lives. So I thought Connect Four was something that we all have probably played, at least here in America. And I've got some cool stories. So let's talk about that. So sometimes when we're talking and meeting with college students or even with high school students or young adults, we just need another medium, if you will, to connect to you. Sometimes all we need is a new way to connect with people. And sometimes we just have to be creative about that. And I feel like right now games are a perfect conduit for fostering relationships. And so here's why. It's like when people play this game with me, most of them are intrigued by the idea of winning a Subway gift card, a $10 Subway gift card. So they play more than one game with me. And so I actually use this time to have meaningful conversation with them while they're playing the game. Then the nice part about this is that the games are quick. They don't take too much of their time. So everybody knows, you know, for an idea, how much time Connect Four takes. Connect Four doesn't take a long time to play one game. So when they sit down, they're not already thinking like, man, this is going to be a super long game. It's going to take 20 minutes. No, they know like a game of Connect Four can be as short as, you know, 1 minute to as long as 5 minutes, but it isn't asking for a lot of their time. And so when I do this, I allow the conversation to flow very naturally. I don't try to steer it. I do have a few questions like, where are you from? What are you studying? You know, what are you thinking about next? What year are you in? Just some kind of basic generic questions. I explain a little bit about who I am, but I don't try to steer the conversation too much because I want it to be natural. I don't want it to be rehearsed. I don't want it to feel like I'm witnessing to them. Even though I have, you know, I have evangelistic intentions, I don't want them to feel as if I'm only meeting with them in order to win them or try to get something from them. Yes, of course, the goal is to get to know them and because they're valuable. And of course, I do want to know them because Christ died for them. But I want them to feel like this is just an authentic, genuine encounter because it is that. So I do this in big spaces. I do this in like the you can do this in like a commons or a student union place. So that's some of the benefits of this. You know, the other benefit of this is I've been able to find Christian students who have been, for whatever reason, unable to find us on campus. So I've actually found a few Christian students who have been straggling defense about coming to church or getting a part of a huddle or a small group. And I've actually been able to connect them with the church as well, just through playing Connect Four with them and having these conversations. What I've noticed, though, is that the hardest part of it is getting the first person to come and play. Nobody wants to go first, and I don't know why that is, but nobody wants to go first. So sometimes I would say a lot of your prayer, when I first sit down, I pray and I ask God, you know, to send me that one person so that we can get going. What I've also learned is that people like to play things in games. Our culture, while it is very lonely in a sense, people still do things in groups of like two or three. So a lot of times people will come to the table in pairs and they'll play. And so I usually get to meet sometimes when playing one person, I'm also get to have a conversation with the other person who's there with them as well. So that's just, it's been just really cool being able to do this. So all you have to do is get set up a table, get a game of Connect Four, maybe some candy, some pamphlets, and just play. And if people want more information, you can give that. If they beat you, you get their email. So I've also found that this is a great way to get email contacts, which is, you know, really not as easy to get during the semester. Easy to get in the beginning of the semester, in the summer for orientations, but not as easy to get when the semester starts. So I've gotten, you know, at least 10 to 12 new emails from people, which that's great, and during the middle of the semester. And these are not church events. These are not super costing events. So far, I've spent $110 on Subway gift cards. So it's really been really low cost. And I've met a lot of really interesting people. And the nice part is that the people I have met, I just would not have met. Like, for many of them, I had no real connection throughout the day or on campus. It just wouldn't have been somebody that would have been in my path during the day. So that's been really cool. This also gave them the chance to interact with a Christian and a pastor. Many of them have not really interacted with a Christian, and it wasn't about faith as the central focus. So a lot of them, when they have encountered Christians, it's with Christians who are trying to witness to them, who are trying to give them a pamphlet or brochure. When we're playing, I'm just trying to have fun. Like, I remember this one special one where it was a young lady who was Catholic and one who was Hindu, and they both played me. I think both of them won. And we just had a really meaningful conversation about relationships and life, and I also was able to share with them a comedic snippet from an old show that I used to watch when I was younger about her name. Her name was in the comedy skit, and we laughed together. And at the end of that conversation, they told me, I said, what was the most meaningful part about our time together? Because we had probably spent like 15 or 20 minutes together. And I said, what was the most meaningful part of this? They said, you know what? That you broke the stigma. You weren't like all the other Christians that we had experienced before. You were down to earth. You laughed with us. You talked with us. You gave us really good information. You gave us really good advice about relationships. And this was positive. Like, thank you for breaking the mold of what we thought it would be like to be around Christian people. And that was meaningful to me. I was probably a major takeaway. So it also gives college students a chance to talk to a mature older individual and ask questions about, college, faith, whatever. So a lot of times I ask the people, you know, who are playing me before the end, normally around the second game, I ask, you know, you have a pastor sitting here in front of you for the next few minutes. Is there any question, any thought you had, anything or feeling that you'd like to talk to me about life, faith, whatever, life after college? And what's really nice is most of them, if they don't have a question about faith, they have generally want to know about life after college, which I can speak into that. And sometimes I think that we devalue those type of moments that because they're not spiritual, I guess, in nature. But if you're smart, you know how to weave that in. So, like, you know, I talk about you know, my life after college. I got married to my wife. Marriage, I talk about that as a Christian concept. I talked about being gainfully employed. You know, also talked about, like, you know, trying to find a job as a pastor. So I was weaving kind of that faith journey still into my life after college, and telling them how faith was a part of my life. But if not for nothing, you know, just to give them some positive, mature advice. And who doesn't want to get a chance to answer questions and hear what they're thinking about? What I've also found out, too, is that in these interactions is that there is a lot of faith conversation or faith type of conversation happening on campus. It's just not happening in conversation with people who are Christian or amongst Christian leaders with students. They're having their own conversations about very deep things, but just not with me and you. So this game allows me to kind of get into those conversations. This space has been honestly just amazing. Last thing I want to say is that, you know, you want to make sure that you collect data. You know, lose a few games sometimes. You know, if you if you want, I try not to be disingenuous. But there are times where I still ask for someone's email if the conversation has gone really well and I want to have a follow up with them. So a lot of times the people who win are the ones that I'm able to follow up with just because of the nature of the game right now. I would say create a follow-up system. Collect that data. Get those emails, those numbers for further conversation. I invite people to make a gospel appointment with me to talk more about faith. I have done that on a few occasions because it just that's the way the conversation went. This also gives my prayer team a list of names to be praying over. The people that we meet, we try to pray for, you know, a continued conversation with them since we emailed and talked to them, and so those are people to pray over. Those are people to, you know, contact and to invite to other events that they might find to be meaningful. And also, this is also helping us because we want to do a bigger event called a Connect Four tournament during March Madness. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And so I'm sure those winners want to come back and get a chance to win on a bigger stage. So that I know this was probably longer than you would have hoped, but I've had so much just good positive things come from this. And the last story I want to share with you is just you get to be a part of people's lives. And, you know, this may not seem very spiritual or very important, but the other day I was playing Connect Four and I got to meet a student. She's a grad student. She's a neuroscientist. She's studying to be a neuroscience grad student. And she's from India. So she has only been in America for 2 months. She goes to a local church, but was looking for something on campus when she first got here. But she did get plugged in quite neatly into a local church that we love as well here. And she never saw Connect Four before. And so this is her very first time sitting down. I had to explain the game to her. And I got to play with her very first game of Connect Four. And she'll probably never forget that whenever she sees Connect Four. She'll remember where her first game of Connect Four. And that may not sound very meaningful to you, but I was able to be a part of a meaningful first experience for her from another country that is 14, 15 hours away from here. And I was able, through just going out there, trying this idea that I had never done before, never seen anyone do it in my own context, but went out and tried, was able to have a very meaningful conversation and also be a part of a very new experience for someone from a part of the world that I'm not a part of, and have an awesome conversation. So if that story doesn't just give you any chills or sentiments, you know, sentimentality about it, then nothing else will. And here's the last little bit of bonus information. What I'm going to try next, and you can try it too, is I'm going to try Uno. The benefit of Uno is that you can play it with multiple people. A lot of people already play this game, and you can do it for groups. And so I'm just going to walk up to a table that looks like mildly friendly, and I'm just going to start dealing cards. and we're going to play a game of Uno. So be praying for me in that. Thank you. If you're not a part of our support team, I did talk about that earlier. I'd love for you to be a part of what we're doing. You know, even if you just want to say, hey, Pastor, I'm going to sponsor, you know, 10 games of Connect Four. That's a $100 gift that you can give to the ministry. Say, I want to support you doing that more on campus. I want you to be able to say you'll play more people than that, or allow other students to join and play. So I'll donate and give to that end. That would be a blessing. So if you want to join in, also if you want to join my monthly support team, you can do so at GaryKnighton.com and join our support team. There are tons of links, tons of information. Our website is very clear and about our mission and the, you know, who's the real hero of our story here, which is our college students. So thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of Campus Life, and I'm so excited to be back with you guys rolling on full time here at the University of Hartford. And so as always, if you want to change the world, you have to reach the campus. Bye-bye until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit GaryKnighton.com/H4UH. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.